visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for moving till today. We're over here at the Luxury Pool and Spa. They're having a big sale going on. Football is finally here, Joe. We've got football tonight all across the country, high school, junior high, college. University of Central Arkansas has a game over in Tennessee. And finally, after talking season's gone on forever, we finally get to see some real action.
Yeah, we're going to see some a lot of things this week, a lot of things next week. I'm looking forward to it, man. Can't believe it's already here. Even though it's felt like 100 years since the last
Razorback
sports thing happened. But yeah, I'm excited, man. Love the time of year.
I was making the point. I think we have so many ways for people to talk about football, podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, all the things that, you know, we just hear it all, I mean, ad nauseum from college football from January, February till now. Guys like Coach Silverfield has been asked, 9,000 questions, most of them the same ones. So I'm sure he's looking forward to playing some games. Now, tomorrow, Joe, we're going to do our official picks. Justin, since Justin's not going to be there, he's mentioned today what he thinks are going to be. What do you think, if you had to call a number, what is your prediction for the 12-game season for the Razorbacks? Just say, this is what you think they're going to do. You're not talking down. You're not talking up. Just what do you think the actual record is going to be?
Boy, a lot is changing over this last couple of weeks with some added personnel with all teams. I look at that schedule. I cannot see anything better than 5-7 as far as just how people are just stacked against us. I just can't see us having the ability to compete with 7 teams on there. However, we do have magic on our side sometimes. And sometimes college football is funny and, it gets wonky at times. And injuries happen to other teams that are just above us in the next tier. And sometimes we have a hidden gem that pops out, and all of a sudden we have a better defensive player at one spot than we thought we had, and somebody doesn't pick on us quite as much as that one spot, maybe safety or something. So maybe that changes everything a little bit. So I say all that to say I think 5-7 might be our ceiling, but I'm going with 6-6 because I don't believe anything can happen, and my heart and Razorback heart says I am unreasonably optimistic at all times with college sports.
Okay, that's okay. Justin, you went 5-7, correct? That was your official prediction?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't argue with anything he said. I'm in agreement.
Yeah, Roger, would you take 5-7 right now?
If we win 6 games and go to the Liberty Bowl.
6?
That's what just back. But wait,
okay,
what
if he goes to the 6.
Based on the fact it's the toughest schedule
in the country. Number one,
he's coach of the year.
I
absolutely
agree.
I'm trying to time this, Raj, and I keep interrupting you, bud.
That's all right.
But Baz, I think it was the last segment. Might have been 2 ago. I don't know. But you had mentioned how excited the fan base would be at 5-7, and you would take that.
Yep,
I would push back on that. It doesn't excite me at all.
Well, I mean, you're not. You're probably not the typical fan, though, either.
I think you'd be surprised, but I could be. Let's take some. Calls. I'd be curious to know.
You don't think fans would be happy with 5 wins?
I don't think so.
As a fan, I wouldn't be excited about it. Oh, 5 wins.
I wouldn't either.
I would not be excited, but it would exceed my expectations.
Well,
there's not much difference in 5 wins or 2 to me.
Okay, let me tell you the difference.
It's still a miserable season.
Let me tell you the difference. If you win 5 games, that means you beat 3 ranked teams. You beat 3 ranked teams, right? Because the two you're going to beat, Tulsa and North Alabama, that means you beat 3 ranked teams, which we hadn't beat the conference. It means you beat at least 2 conference teams, maybe 3 conference teams, 2 for sure, and a top 25 Utah team. It doesn't? Oh, my gosh. No.
We'll let Joe get his segment in. The only reason I said that, Justin, and listen to me, because I'm with you on this thing. Yeah. Real quick, the reason it is because if we win 5 games, you know what, in the normal world before Portal and NIL, absolutely we're going. That dude just won five games. Do you know what we're going to do next year? And I know we have an argument about and worry about things that have never happened. Why do we do that sort of thing? So I'm projecting. But if we win anything this year, it doesn't mean that any of that team's coming back.
That's right.
So
I agree. That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
And on the other side of the coin, hold on.
Yeah.
I'll forget.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. I just know I'll forget. On the other side of the coin, just to add to Raj's argument, first year, Cignetti, if I said that right, at Indiana, first year, worst program in the history of college football, won 10 games. So it's possible at the worst place. Why would five wins excite me when we have a million times tradition they do?
Okay, here's the other thing.
I don't know. I'm just using that as an example.
That's right. We have the number one toughest schedule in America. You saw it in the paper today. It's by far number one. And then the other thing, we have probably the lowest budget. Towards the lowest budget in all the SEC.
Yeah.
And so you just we're right in the middle now.
Oh, come on, Joe. We're still
in the middle. No, we are. They just approved.
I'm just telling you, we don't have the Texas LSU.
They just made a deal in the offseason to where we're like 7, 8, 9. So
I know, but I think for this group, but for this team, Justin, I don't think they had that money. I think they had to do what they did with. They had a little bit more than they normally have.
I'm not arguing this team particularly, but they did. Look it up. The Board of Trustees approved. I think it was
that would move us up higher.
It was like 10, 12 million a year for this year.
This year, this team,
if they got the money 6 months ago,
I don't think they did. I don't think they did. Justin,
I'll have to go back and look it up.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. It's like Roger said, but it's just your segment. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I think I would agree with the 5-7 would be a good thing. I don't know if I'd be excited about it, but I could see more positive than negative. Actually, if you sat down and looked at that on paper, 2-10 or 3-9 are probably more likely what you're supposed to do. So playing above your head and getting a 5-7 would, like to your point, we would have to win a couple that we weren't supposed to win at all. And that means we didn't lose any that we weren't supposed to lose either, which has also been our problem. We do have a tendency to lose games we weren't supposed to lose as well. So I'm looking at it, even 5-7 is a glass half full, expecting us not to lose a game that we were favored in. And we're going to be favored in maybe two. So I think we're going to be underdogs in 10 games. That means we're going to win three that we're an underdog in, and so five games would mean we won three that we weren't supposed to and won all the ones we were supposed to. So that's a positive to me. I don't know about exciting because 5-7
is still 5-7. Yeah, I think that's right.
But I see the mentality at Arkansas always has to be, always has been, and always will have to be probably until we get some kind of Walton that all of a sudden loves the Razorbacks. I think it's always going to be, can a coach above our talent level, and can a coach bring a bunch of 3.5 to 4 stars to play above a bunch of 4.5 stars. That's always going to have to be the case. Houston Nutt did that. When we got Petrino, he had a team full of, four stars at the skill positions, but he's also had a team full of 3.5 stars. He's a great coach. Nobody could argue that. So we've always had to have a coach that brought our talent level up with his coaching. And a 5-7 record with that team on paper, with the teams that we're about to play on paper, that would mean that coach brought us up, somehow got us to play above our head, or figured it out, better than the other teams on paper did. And that to me is how you got to look at the next team. Even if we have to wipe a whole slate clean with a better pile of money, if you have a coach that's able to bring our team and play above our head, that's a great sign. Because you have to have that here at Arkansas.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, too. We have one player that's on any preseason on the 22 possibilities for first team. We have one that's been preseason predicted by most of the media who covers all these teams. So, again, the expectation is our talent level quite isn't ready. And I'm like you, Joe. I am certainly not going to be excited. But after a 2-10, and that means you're going to be – Roger, you saw a ChatGPT prediction – on the season. They have us winning North Alabama, losing to Utah and Georgia, beating Tulsa, that's 2-2, losing to A&M, beating Tennessee, then losing to Vandy in Missouri, but then beating Auburn in South Carolina, losing to Texas and LSU. But that would, again, you're beating South Carolina, according to this, South Carolina, Auburn, Tennessee. You know, I think that would probably be – we didn't win a conference game last year, so, you know. Excitement's the right word.
What about – didn't Sam win 6, 7, and 9? Is that right? Or 7, 7, and 9?
It was three the first year, but that was all SEC. That's right. That's right. And then, was it 7 and 9 or was it 9 the next year?
He won 9 the next year.
So 9, he won all the first.
And then NIL 7 started. Twice, maybe? Or something like that.
And it was 6, yeah.
So either way,
was it 2 the last 2 years?
7, 6.
No, it wasn't 2 years. It was just two the last year,
and then yeah, you're right. It was 6. Yeah,
I've got it here. He goes 3 and 7, 9 and 4, 7 and 6, 4 and 8. 7 and 6, 2 and 3. So that's the,
okay.
Yeah, that's the record.
So I guess my point is, I'm not basing it off 2 and 10 last year. I'm going more on what the program's been the past 5, 6 years, and more times than not, we've won 6, 7 ball games, even 9 the 1 year. So 5 and 7, like, that should be the basement. And I get it. We got the hardest schedule. But there's coaches every year that's why they become the big name at the whatever big opening for that year. You know, Cignetti or the guy from Louisiana that went to Florida, or you know what I'm saying. So I'm like, as a Razorback fan, why can't that be the Razorbacks 1 year?
Justin.
So that's why, to me, 5 and 7, I'm like, eh. Well, I can point to other examples of other schools overachieving, as Joe put it, and I think that was a good point. I'm sick of the, well, yeah, they did do it, but, man, he's a good. When are we going to get that guy? Maybe we got him. I don't know. I hope.
Yeah. Justin. We all agree. I think we can all agree that the level of program that Arkansas is, 5 wins should probably be the basement for what we are, at least historically. We should get to that. We should be able to reach that. But do you think in the last 15 years we have found a way to go below the basement?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Well, again, I think
– I'm not asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one. One win.
That was not a good moment, Joe.
Hold on. Okay, if we can, I don't know why, Roger, for some reason. If you can, Christian, turn up the volume. I want Joe to hear that. I think he's heard it before, but this is Justin about midway through the season last year. Let's hear this. This is a true emotion coming out.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one. One win.
That was that stretch. We lost him about 6
then
in a row.
You wonder why I landed myself in rehab, Joe.
Well, you know what? You did talk about it. That's why we drink.
That's why we drink.
Don't get me started on that topic, but I tell you this. I wish the guy, I hope, I pray, and thank God nobody's got me on recording after a couple of segments of Arkansas, any kind of sports over the last 20 years, because my God.
Joe and I doing games, my God, scream at each other via text.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we not, Joe?
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, I have no choice. Nobody understands except Arkansas fans, and I live in Texas around a bunch of A&M and Texas fans, and so, they got it. Times 10, when I walk into anywhere at home around my friends or anything, it multiplies immediately. Like, the pity they have for me every week. Yeah, like, watch your Razorbacks implode again. I have to deal with that, on a weekly basis. So my frustration is I'm looking ahead at the misery I'm going to have to endure, not just from the game, but from the crap talking for 365 more days.
Here's the thing. We have, since we've had Joe on the show over a year now, which we're having a great time. It's been fun to cover basketball, man. But listen, it's been such a blast to, go to Sweet 16s and even with Musk to go further, and Dave Van Horn to take it to a World Series. a couple years ago. And so the other sports, we've had fun. It's this darn football that's just such a weight. And so we just got to keep believing. I think we all like Ryan Silverfield. He comes across as a really sincere guy. We got a clip I sent Roger, you and Christian last night of a player going, I don't know what kind of talent level the kid is, but he said, they're teaching us the little things that I've never seen before. And you've heard me say, Roger, that's how you can be better when you're really good with the little things and then you have effort. Sometimes a three-star can beat a four-star, or a three-star can beat a five-star with the right step, not mistake, right angle.
You mentioned that with Brad Taylor yesterday, all the things that Coach Holtz and Coach Hatfield, but those were the head coaches. You had the assistants that made you do every single thing Monday through Friday, so that on Saturday there was nothing left for question. Here it is. This is it. Go do it.
That's right. When you're not the most talented, you got to have a higher football IQ, and you got to want it more. And if you don't think won't mean something,
won't mean something.
I'm gonna tell you, won't.
Here's an idea: put a damn good product on the field.
Yeah, that would make it. I understand your point.
It's not all on the players, but you know what?
Yeah,
a lot of it is. Go make a play.
Yeah,
go make a play.
Boy, today has painted me in such a good light.
My man.
No, you're just fired.
Listen, listening to Justin talk on here, listening to Joe Nichols talk on here, and him talking about, and listening to Joe go, all the crap I've got to put up from Texas and A&M fans. That is on the radio. If we turn the radio off, we're going to hear more things like LBJ was talking about. It's not going to be a filter. That's the way it's going to sound. It's filtered right now. We all feel your pain, brother, because of what Joe just said, the pain that we all have to endure for 365 days as a Hog fan.
Well, last year, Joe, we were 2-10. We had you on for the first time. Let's hope we get some surprises this year. Let's hope we win some games we're not expected to. And because we know basketball is going to be fun, we know baseball is going to be fun. Maybe this can be the year that we see some progress being made, that we're headed back in the right direction. So, but we appreciate having you on, buddy, and hopefully we'll have some fun times this fall,
I
man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to. Another thing, one thing real fast. The devil is the social media. All my social media, I think my team logs me out of all of them right before the game starts. Or around the middle of the game, of any game, they log me out and change the password. Because I have been known to get into a few fights. Now, this has been years, by the way. Since before I had my little vacation, Justin, years ago, I used to get on Twitter, let her go. And I would let them have it, man. I'm so happy that the SEC officials got their own Twitter. It's like I don't know. It's an unhealthy rage that I have for that thing. And it feels like every week, every time we play Florida, every time we play Auburn, and of course Alabama. Every time you play Alabama, everybody holds. My gosh, it's a holding call every freaking play. And miraculously, you get called for one every time you have a big play. It's a miracle. Weird. But I got to stay away from social media. I think my team is smarter than I am. They take away my social media and change all the passwords, which is a great thing. But just so y'all know, I am tweeting every one of those guys and all that I can. I just don't go through because they lock me out. It's a good thing. I would look really bad. I would have a really, really bad.
Nice. Well, now we know why we get C'est la vie all the time.
C'est la vie.
That's why we get C'est la vie.
And that's right.
Right. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to post Roger and Christian. We're going to post this conversation today because you got two country music artists that have been super successful. Both are from Arkansas.
Just absolutely miserable.
But you're passionate Razorback fans. And so we need to put this out. Yeah, you got Tracy Lawrence. I don't know if Tracy is as passionate about.
They get the red button.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. So, all right. Listen, Joe. Great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you game week next week.
All right, y'all. Take care, man.